On the show today, we have Pure IT Creating Services' very own Steve Coyme and NCUISAO's very own Brian Hinsey talking about the upcoming CU Intersect Conference. And yes, it is an actual in-person conference taking place October 25th and 27th of this year. And it's all about how to innovate at the intersection of resiliency, security, and technology. The timing of this couldn't be even any better, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking conferences. We're going back, ladies and gentlemen, back in person. And we're talking about the CU Intersect Conference. And that's going to take place October 25th and 27th, 2021. And it's going to be here before we know it. So time's going to really, really fly here. But who we have on, let's talk about who we have on the show to explain what's going to happen at the conference. Right below us is Mr. Steve Coyme from Pure IT Credit Union Services. Steve, how are you, sir?
I am doing great. I'm looking forward to actually getting to meet people in person again.
I know. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Aren't we all? Oh my gosh. And then right next to me, we have NCUISAO's very own Brian Hinsey. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. And can you remind us what the acronym stands for again for NCUISAO?
Yeah, in the business world where there's so many acronyms flying around, we're thankful for this one this time. This is the National Credit Union Information Sharing Analysis Organization.
Got it.
The ISAO part is very important to know what we do as an organization around cyber threat and fraud information sharing for credit unions.
Well, we could certainly use you out here in San Diego because Scripps met, oh my gosh, we're just getting hammered by them.
That was a big one.
Those poor people. That's a whole nother show. But let's talk about CU Intersect, which was actually kind of part of the NCUISAO's conference, right? And this kind of morphed into that. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the National Credit Union ISAO, in part, we kicked off our annual conference series in January of 2017. It's always been focused on the cyber resilience of the nation's credit unions and those associated organizations like CUSOs, for example, like PRIT, who's joining us here today. As part of really just the growth of the conference and wanting to further our mission and expand both awareness of the conference and our reach, we decided to rebrand it back in 2019, heading into the initial CU Intersect conference, which would have been in March of 2020. Unfortunately, as we all know, starting in March of 2020, most of us didn't have conferences. But here we are getting ready to have CU Intersect as the new rebranded name of the NCUISAO's annual Cyber Resilience Conference, and thankful to have a great partner in putting this conference on in PRIT Credit Union.
Yeah. Well, and that leads us to Steve right below us. So Steve, give us a kind of a lay of the land on PRIT's involvement in the conference and what folks can expect who attend.
Yeah, and we've been involved in the conference, from kind of the beginning of that and being a presenter, being a sponsor, but we've just gotten more and more involved in the ISAO as a whole. I'm actually now on the board as a representative from Pure IT as part of the advisory board for the ISAO to make sure. And it's about making sure that people know and are educated on what's there. Information sharing as a whole is education, right? So we're making sure that we continue to keep people educated, and not only that, but bring things from different places back and forth. So what we hear at one place can actually help us somewhere else. And that's what the ISAO is all about. And so being able to get a bunch of like-minded people together and talk and bring sessions that we can do together, mm-hmm. being able to just get people together and how it is that more of that happens, all of that is the fundamental mission of an information sharing organization. And so the conference is a great way to be able to do that and bring that together.
Doubt. Yeah, and I think what you guys are going to be covering at the conference here in the next, 5-6 months away, maybe, if that. so maybe 5 months. But again, that's gonna fly. But what you guys are gonna be talking about there is incredibly timely, because as we all know, you know, the fraud was going crazy during the pandemic because of so many people working remotely and a myriad of other reasons, and what's happening right now across the country and other industries. And we don't want that to happen in the credit union industry. So this is going to be top of mind. This is going to be, I think, if you get a good attendance there, it's going to be standing room only in a lot of these sessions, I would think. Is that kind of what you're expecting, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, we really hope so. I mean, naturally, we, of course, want to be safe. I think it's really important to note for anyone watching this that we are going to follow, you know, all the CDC recommended safety guidelines for indoor events, but also, you know, those required by the hotel, the county, et cetera. You know, so everything currently is set up to be fully socially distanced. Mm-hmm. And that's how our floor plan for the event has been designed. That said, absolutely, we expect with the limited headcount to not only sell out the event. So if you're watching this and you're considering attending, I would recommend you register sooner than later. But of course, if some of the restrictions loosen, we'll be increasing our availability of headcount on that too. But yeah, the timeliness of the content, I think, you know, really this event is about merging all those disciplines that are required towards credit union cyber resilience, whether it's leadership, risk management, cyber defense. We include fraud in this, and thus our agenda is really going to cover the gamut of topics as well. And since they all come together, that's why we call it CU Intersect.
Nice, nice. And Steve, coming back to you, what are some of the goals that you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, educate people on this type of stuff, because it's so, so important, especially in today's age where it's so, you know, this stuff is so prevalent, unfortunately. But what other goals do you guys want to achieve from this conference?
Yeah, it's really how it is that somebody can improve their posture, how they can learn more about what they can do to be able to improve what's going on in their own organization. And as a whole, doing that amongst the industry, right? So as an industry, we're a unique industry in that we work together on different things. We're not competing with each other, and we're, you know, not trying to put the other guy down so that we can actually, you know, win. We're actually working as an industry together. And so getting people together to work together to be able to do something more, to learn about what's going on in the world of privacy, what's going on in the world of how we deal with fraud, each of these different things, you know, just like we have working groups in the ISAL to talk about different pieces of the puzzle that are happening. Those things are all intersecting and come together at this one conference where we can actually bring that awareness to people of things that are happening, things that they're seeing. Because you don't often get to talk to other people who are dealing with fraud, right? You see this fraud things and these indicators come in and you're dealing with them and doing that. We're giving it, this is a forum where people can get together with other folks who are doing that same thing and start comparing notes and become part of an information sharing, you know, team that actually they can work together to actually make that better.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall in some of those sessions. Oh my gosh. I mean, I would just be on pins and needles, just waiting to hear what people have to say and what they're experiencing, and gosh, and you know, heaven forbid, what the forecast is out there. My gosh, I mean, is this kind of some of the things you'll be talking about as well, Brian? I mean, some of the, what's coming down, what's on the horizon? You know, it's because we keep hearing it's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it's a matter of when it's going to happen. So that's the unfortunate situation we're in right now. But a conference like this, though, is so valuable in keeping something like that from happening, I would think, because of the education aspect, right, Brian? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really trying to, again, gear that content to a wide range of stakeholders, but make it pertinent and relevant both to, assess the lessons learned. We're currently building a session, for example, that we didn't originally have on the agenda before it canceled. And that was really, what are the lessons learned from the past year? But also forward looking, what are the trends coming down the pike? We're going to spend some time on that. We're going to be having a great speaker who is very familiar with the credit union space, talking about just data privacy laws and legislation coming down the pike. Another big piece of what credit unions are faced with is, you know, a moving target of regulatory compliance, as an example. So it is absolutely as much about looking forward and looking at the lessons learned in the past. It is about, you know, the technology of today and how that can benefit you.
Yeah.
So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, just think about mobility. I mean, mobility and your workforce being entirely mobile, that wouldn't have been a topic.
Nope.
And now it's a topic. It's now it's changed. So it's great to see how we can shift and adjust and address new things that we didn't have to address before. Now need to be addressed in a different way.
Well, that session might have been pretty empty. That would have been an empty room, but now it's going to be a full house for sure. And I'm glad you brought that up, Steve, because, you know, Peer IT was part of a lot of working with a bunch of credit unions and helping folks go remote quickly, mm-hmm. as we all experienced about this time last year. So are you guys going to be talking about that as well? As, you know, how do you do that in a safe and secure way and keep it secure, right?
Yeah, there's actually a session that we have. So Trent Henson, our CTO, and some of the other folks that we're going to have as panelists, some of the credit unions that we've actually worked with to do that, to actually talk about that advanced mobility, how it is that we're able to how our employees become mobile and how that allows our membership to actually also become mobile as we do that. Mm-hmm. Because that's another big change that happened. Not only did our employees become remote, our members all became remote as we closed lobbies and branches from access. We had to actually move that and change how we interacted with our membership. And so we're going to actually there actually is a specific session to discuss
that. That's going to be a hot one as well. And this isn't like a trend. This for a lot of folks, it's permanent or close to permanent, because we're discovering, and I'm not sure if you're going to have a session on this, but we've discovered that we can pull this off, that, you know, we can work safely and securely from home and have those production numbers up as well. So I'm pretty sure there'll be discussions in the hallways and things like that about, you know, what are you going to do? How many people are you going to, you know, bring back to work, and how many people are you going to, you know, keep at home? So it's be really interesting conversations, I think.
Yeah. We actually have one of the credit unions we work with, and as we were working on that remote side of things, they had actually set money aside to build a new headquarters building because they needed to house more people, especially as their call center grew larger and things like that.
Yeah.
Moving remote and seeing how well that worked, they actually took that entire fund and used that to make sure that everybody was paid. All of the folks on the front line, they said, we're just not going to build a building. We don't need a new headquarters.
Good for them.
Building.
Yeah.
Let's make sure everybody gets covered and everybody is paid. And then they went on from there and just, and they're moving entirely with leaving some of those functions remote. They just don't need to have, the call center doesn't actually have to be a big den of people all huddled together.
Right.
It can actually be, you know, part of it remote, part of it local, so they can actually expand in a different way.
Gosh, I wonder how many stories are like that out there, not just in the credit union industry, but maybe in other industries as well, where they're just, hey, we're going to build this big old hunkin' building, but, you know, we don't need it now. Let's put those monies elsewhere. So I bet that might be kind of a common occurrence going on out there. So, oh my gosh. Well, cool stuff, guy. Anything else here to add, Brian? You want to, any other things you want to add to kind of educate people on what's going to be happening at this conference? Because I'm really excited for it. I'm sure a lot of people are as well. Mm-hmm.
You know, just a reminder that again, our agenda is very diverse, and it's diverse on purpose because we want to both engage that wide range of stakeholders that may be attending, but also our security stakeholders at the credit union, because we feel like that's really the thing with security resilience. You may have a specialized task or role within your organization, certainly a defined responsibility, but understanding, you know, all the different pieces that go into information security and ultimately organizational resilience is really a key piece. Thus, it's represented on our agenda, which is so many various topics. And we feel like, you know, it's just such an incredible value. You can actually check out our agenda. It's pretty much full already at cuintersect.com/agenda. And we've even opened early bird registration. Probably going to find it's one of the best values for any conference you attend in person these days. And we're really, really excited to be
able
to
I'm on the website. Things. Yeah, I'm on the website right now. It looks really good. And yeah, we'll put that link in the show notes too, so people can get right to it. Get the early bird special as well. So good stuff. Good stuff. Steve, anything else here to add?
No, I'm just looking forward to it. And I actually, there's a lot of sessions on the agenda I'm actually looking forward to being able to do as well. So I always love hearing what everybody else is doing. I love stories like, you know, Gene's going to be there actually talking. Gene Fredrickson will be there. He's speaking a couple of times, but I love his story about how, you know, trying to fight the cyber actors is basically like fighting squirrels over a bird feeder. It doesn't matter. if you work on it, trying to solve and make it more secure, and you spend an hour a day working on it, that squirrel is working on it 24 hours a day to try to figure out how to defeat it. You have to continue and keep that up and get that cyber resilience to where you're keeping it at the same cadence that the squirrel is trying to feed every day.
Yeah, I love that analogy. And this is a never-ending job for sure. I keep telling people, like, if you go to a high school and tell seniors, hey, what do you want to do with your life? Go into cybersecurity, because this is a really, really hot place to, have a job and, make some decent money, but also do some great things as well for folks out there. So, gosh,
what a great thing
that would be. So anyway, I digress. All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it. Again, we'll put all the links in the show notes, and it's CU Intersect Conference, October 25th, 27th, 2021. And that's, I believe, in Houston. Is that right, Steve, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
good deal. Right on. Good time of the year to go as well. So, all right. All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. And yeah, keep up the good work. And we'll see you in the fall.
Thank you.
All right.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.